Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. We're back after a week off to talk about all these great events that have been happening in Chicago. Nick made it to Vice City opening, Kegs for Kids, and I checked out the Hideout Block Party. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And it's been a little bit. We were off for a week. You know, I was in New York, and Nick has been busy drinking all over Chicago. I've been seeing all the photos.
Yeah, Brad was on the runway, New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, getting my photos taken, you know, in my little black dress.
Getting your little strut going, you know.
But it seemed like a great craft beer week here for you. So let's get into it in just a minute. But first, if you don't know about Chicago Beer Pass, we cover all events happening in and around Chicago, alcohol-related, mainly beer-focused, because that's what we love. And every week on the episodes, we're drinking local beer. And this time we have the not Chicago brewery, but Indiana Three Floyds.
It's close, right?
Yeah.
So we're drinking the Gumball Head. Gumball Head is their American Wheat Ale. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything at Floyd's is basically an IPA, though, right?
Like, kind of. It's like Lagunitas that way. It's like, here's your IPA and here's your other IPA.
Yeah, Gumball Head. The character on Gumball Head is Gumball Head the cat, who was actually a character in like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, not, you know, a cartoon in a newspaper.
Yeah, in a comic strip.
In a comic strip, thank you. Like, before he was Gumball Head on this bottle. He's got a new getup this time around.
Yeah, so this is the updated label. I managed to find some at Whole Foods one day. They don't even bother putting it on the shelf. It's just like a box they just put by the beer and people just pull it out.
And just raid it. Yeah, at one point, Gumball Head was just their seasonal beer, but like you said, it was just too popular, so now it's a year-round offering.
Uh-huh. It's only seasonal for me because I can only find it.
You can only find it,
sometimes.
Right? It's a great beer, man. American Wheat Ale, they're using Amarillo hops. You know, light body, I say medium light body, you know, a little bit of alcohol in there, but mostly just like nice, refreshing, sweet, spicy American Wheat Ale.
Yeah, and it goes down so fast.
It's a great beer.
I think you're already gone.
Yeah, mine is almost gone. This is one of the best beers they make. I know it's one of their best-selling beers. I know like Alpha King and, you know, I was talking to Lincoln a couple years ago. It's probably changed since then, but maybe not, right? Like Alpha King is their flagship,
right.
But their top seller rotates between Alpha King and Gumball Head.
Yeah, it could be Gumball Head and Zombie Dust at this point. So
that's actually a very
good
point.
Both are very hard to get the hands on.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into the week, Nick. Since we last recorded, we talked about Chicago Festivale, which is coming up this week. We'll get into that a little more.
That was a great app, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Four people in our little podcast studio here. It was a blast. But yeah, you've been all over. And I think probably the first thing I saw you post about was Delilah's 21st, 20th?
Yeah. So it's, right? So it was Delilah's 21st anniversary. And I think it was cool because the title said something like, come and celebrate Delilah, you know, 7,684 days of Delilah's.
Okay.
Right? So 21 years of Delilah's.
All right.
And what I didn't know was that that location has actually been a bar of some sort since like 1894.
Oh, wow.
Like it's always been a bar. And it's a weird strip of town, right? Like there's not a whole lot of bars.
Not really. Well, you have Atlas now and you have Beer Miscuous.
Yeah, and that's all within like the last couple of years.
And then, yeah. And then not too far from there is Shuba's.
Yeah, and Shuba's is walking distance from there.
Yeah, but yeah, so it's kind of empty right there. It's weird.
Yeah. So Delilah's has just been kind of waving this whiskey flag, right? Like, and they do a lot of craft beer events. They're beer guys.
Mm-hmm.
They do like, you know, Pumpkin Fest and Winter Ale Fest and, you know, and Summer Fest and sour events. Like they do nonstop.
People
events.
Love that Christmas Ale Fest where they just you can buy vintages and mix and match and it looks nuts.
Yeah, two floors. Mike Miller, who owns the place, he loves Elvis. There's like all different shades of Elvis throughout. You know, pink cowboy Elvis. Like in a, you know, velvet velour Elvis in the back. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so this was the 21st anniversary.
Okay.
So they released a 20th anniversary ale. So this was weird because the bottle said, you know, Delilah's 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the impression that it was supposed to come out on the 20th, or I think they bottled it on their 20th and then released it on the 21st because it was their barrel-aged beer, so they aged it for a year.
Okay, so maybe they made it last year.
They made it last year.
Didn't come out. Or
it didn't come out.
And they just let it age or whatever.
Yeah, they put it in these whiskey barrels, I think from Willette. So they had the beer was available in bottles. There was only 300 bottles.
Wow.
They were $50 a bottle.
Whew.
Yeah, it was just pretty stiff, you know.
Okay.
With a short, very, very small volume. So for them, it kind of makes sense to go 50 a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Were people buying them up like crazy?
Yeah, I lucked out and got a sample. But, yeah, a lot of them were moving. So they had a black wax and a white wax, right? And then...
Was there a difference between wax? Was it different whiskey barrels?
Yes, that was the only. That was the biggest difference. So it was the same vintage whiskey barrel, just two different barrels.
So you probably had a good portion of beer nerds out there buying up both waxes, right?
Yeah, because it's a really impressive bottle, like from an artwork standpoint. Like it looks really cool, and the beer's good. It's like you know, they're calling it an intergalactic black ale, which is kind of cool. So it's just basically like a hopped up stout with cherries that they put in a barrel for a year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was great. I wasn't there very long. It was Thursday night. You know, I just went to go say hi to the guys because, you know, whenever I'm at doing the brew bus and we're at Atlas, sometimes I kind of slip out.
It's right there, yeah.
And, like, walk two doors down. And, you know, I'm doing, like, a, you know, you call it beer and whiskey at Delilah's. So,
okay.
Those guys are great, so.
What's the you call it? That's one of their specials?
No, I just go in there. He's like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "You know, dealer's choice, man. I just need a beer and a whiskey, and then I got to get back
and
to
fast because I got to go.
Because I'm not supposed to be here, right?"
Right.
So yeah, so that was good, man. Just got to celebrate with those guys, and it was packed in there. We went upstairs, played a little pool, but it was packed front, top, and bottom on like a Thursday night. It was nice to see.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
nice. And then earlier this week, Vice District opened, right, or started serving beer. Or?
Yeah, so this was the first time they opened their doors to the public. This was Vice District Brewing in South Loop. So, you know, well, there's a few breweries downtown, right?
Yeah.
There's a Eataly, right. Mm-hmm. And then there's
but they're not brewing there yet, right?
Do they have a brew house?
They have a brew house. I went to the Eataly in New York and had some beers there.
Yeah.
So I haven't been to this one yet. I don't know if they're brewing.
When I went, they were not brewing. So. It was just, but it's a really nice copper brew house at Eataly. Yeah. And then there's Rock Bottom Chicago, right? But really the only, and those are chains, like we talked about. You can go to Rock Bottoms and Eataly's and other towns.
Yeah.
So really Haymarket is really the only independent brewery downtown.
Right.
And then, and this is the second one. This is Vice City.
Yeah.
So this is right at 14th and Michigan. It's in the, it's in a storefront that was the first Buick showcase room in the city.
Huh.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. A little bit of history. You can see the Buick ingrained into the bricks. You know, like on the roof,
okay.
Which is cool. You know, and yeah, this was their first night. So on their opening night, they had 5 beers on draft, and they just gave you samples of the beer, and all the beer was, you know, complimentary.
Oh, nice. So when we talked about this event, what was it, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago,
yeah,
you said you had went to Vice and it was dirt, like dirt on the floor.
It was a complete...
Not like the place was dirt, like trash. It was just like it was...
No, the place was like literally a construction zone.
Yeah.
Like nothing was ready. So I'm sitting in there and you got 2 chairs. You hear a guy pounding away, you know, saws going off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way this place is going to be ready in a week. There's no way. And then sure enough, man, like,
done.
The elves came and fucking cleaned the place up. It was brand new, and it was ready for business.
And so they had all their brewing equipment in there? And
yeah, so they brewed their first batch at Chaos. These are Chaos guys,
right.
the homebrew club. So this was an event with Chaos. So they brewed their recipes on Chaos's system and then just served them at Vice for the opening night.
Okay. Are they not able to brew yet, or don't have the license, but they have the stuff? Or
I think they have the stuff and they have the equipment. I don't think they had the time to brew a batch on their system yet.
Okay.
So there's going to be another event on like September 19th, something like that, which is like, you know, another opening event. You know, so this is
with their official beers,
right? So this was kind of like a soft opening, but the opening for them, what serving the beer that they brewed on their system there, is going to be like later in September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was good, man. There were 5 beers, and we got to sit down with those guys, do a little interview.
Nice.
And, they were cool guys, man. They got Charlie, who's Charlie was the head brewer at Finch, and then he left to go to Ohio to have a brewery gig out there. And now he's come back to Chicago, and his wife's doing a cider company, and he's brewing at Vice District.
Awesome.
So it was cool, man. My favorite beer was the Habitual Black IPA. I'll be totally honest with you. We had their beers at closing ceremonies for Chicago Craft
West
Beer Week.
Loop Fest or yeah. West Fest.
Yeah. Whatever we were calling that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the beers were okay. I didn't like them.
Yeah, I thought they were fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to like it more, and I just didn't, right? But here, everything was really good.
Oh.
It was good. Everything was really good at this launch party.
Nice. I'm sure it's only going to get better when they have when they're brewing on their own system and
yeah.
have that going.
And this location is killer. Like, they are going to crush it in this space. Like, dude, it's like walking distance from Roosevelt. It's right on Michigan. Like, if you had a Bears game, this is really the only brewer you can pregame at and walk to the Bears game.
Oh, all right.
Like, I think they're going to do good over there.
Nice. I don't have a lot of reason to go over there. So, yeah, this would be nice to be like, okay, I got to go check it out and, you know, meet up with some friends that live over there. And
order a pizza. Mm-hmm. You know, post up, especially if they get some TVs.
Can you bring your own food in? Or
because they don't have a kitchen. So they have menus kind of similar to other spots where there's no kitchen. They have a bunch of menus where you can order food from around, you know, the neighborhood and get it sent over. Yeah. So that was a good party. I was cheers to those guys, man. Charlie and, you know, Curtis Tarver and Quentin Cole are the three guys.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out when they do this next event and then whenever else I can. And then, so this weekend, I made it to the Hideout Block Party.
Right on. So that's...
This was Friday and Saturday. Went over there. It's like over there by... off of North Avenue, behind the Home Depot there.
Right.
That
like down the street from...
Elston.
Clybourne,
yeah. Yeah, on Elston, I think, is the Hideout, or off Elston there. And yeah, this was a great event. They kind of had it off in the parking lot next to the Hideout. Just big stage set up. And Lagunitas beer. That was nice. Lots of food and Lagunitas beer.
Chicago's largest brewery.
Uh-huh. And it's kind of crazy. I expected to see Goose Island there or even Miller or something like that. But Lagunitas. And they had IPA or IPA. Daytime IPA or IPA.
Daytime IPA is like their fractional IPA. I love these new terms for beers, right? Like, so like intergalactic black ale for this Delilah's thing. And then... Fractional
IPA.
Fractional IPA for the IPA.
Right.
For
it's thing. Like not as strong, not as big as our normal IPA, but it's still an IPA. We don't want to confuse you. We love IPAs.
Both are great. I think one's at like 4.5, the other one's at like 7. So yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't make it to that, but I'm really glad that Lagunitas was there, because you go some of these parties, man. Like, I went to the one at just a block party, summer block party, the Taste of Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was all about, it went to the highest bidder. So, like, you know, fucking Stella and Amstel Light. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was like, you know, like the location. I love West Loop, but I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
But, you know, they paid the highest dollar. So it was cool. It's cool to see, like, some proper beer being served.
Yeah, and the Hideout usually has a nice beer selection or cider. So, and they kept it simple. I felt like it was kind of nice with the. Lagunitas having basically two of the same beers. It's like, all right,
yeah.
Well, I don't have to think about it. You get through the lines really quick.
Yeah.
Did hear some people like say something about like, oh, where'd you get the IPA? And like, that's all they had. And so I think there might have been a few people who didn't like IPAs that might have been a little disappointed, but whatever. I enjoyed myself.
Brad was happy, so sorry for you, dude, who wasn't happy.
But great to see Lagunitas at the event, and I'm sure they're going to do more events being the Chicago brewery now.
Yeah, I like the Hideout. Mm-hmm. Hideout's a cool place.
And you were over at what, Kegs for Kids?
Yeah, man, the fifth annual Kegs for Kids up at Hopleaf, man. I make the trip up to Hopleaf maybe twice a year.
Once for this event and once another time?
Probably for that the one that you like with the Glug slushies.
Oh, okay. Midsummer Fest?
Yeah, Midsummer Fest. So those are my two times to get up to Hopleaf, man. Hopleaf is great, man. It's you know, it's a bar that has like no TVs, no music, and like, you know, there's three different bars in this place, so it's like a really big house party
and a patio,
right? So Kegs for Kids is a fundraiser for the local middle school, Pierce Middle School.
Okay.
So this is the fifth one. So actually, you know, this is one of those events that like predates like, you know. Like, well, you and I met at this first of it.
Yeah, the first Kegs for Kids, the only Kegs for Kids I've been to, when it was at the Metropolis Coffee Roasting Facility.
Which is like, just on the same street, just a few blocks north of Hopleaf.
Mm-hmm. And that was awesome, being in the coffee roaster.
Right.
Tony, who owns Metropolis, was showing people how the roaster works and everything. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And you could buy like a special roast of coffee.
Yeah.
And... That was great.
It was an innocent time too, man, because like this was back when people didn't know what they were doing. So I remember like, so for example, Founders had this beer called Black Biscuit, right? It's like this crazy 11% stout. Mm-hmm. And like at the end of the night, you could buy a growler, you know, the glass for the growler, and just go to any station and get it filled and go home with it.
That's right. I remember that. You know? Okay.
So this was like, you know.
It was like a get rid of the beer. We just don't want it kind of thing.
So, I mean, sorry. So Kegs for Kids is in its fifth year. The first year it was at Metropolis. Mm-hmm. And then the second year was at Loyola University, which is also in that same general area.
Yeah.
A few blocks north. And so talking to Michael and Louise, who are on the Hop Leaf, they were saying, well, hey, we always wanted it at Hop Leaf, but they were doing construction at Hop Leaf the first 2 years.
Oh, building out that second part.
Exactly. So they couldn't have it there. So they're really excited. So this is year number three at Hop Leaf.
Okay.
And it's a good time, man. It's a silent auction. And you get beer from all four Hop Leaf bars. And yeah, and they just float around with food all day from like different vendors. Come in and they make their food at Hop Leaf and then they serve it on platters.
And you said there's 500 people there?
They sold 400 at the 400 in advance and then 100 at the door.
Wow, yeah, it's like a lot of people in Hop Leaf. Dude. Like, is that even code? Is that like safe with the fire marshals?
What are the legal restrictions on a place?
What's the capacity at Hop Leaf? I want to say it must only be 500.
So I got there, right? It's the noon start. You know, I get there like 1:30 or something. You know, it's Sunday. You know, I'm cruising, you know.
Yeah.
So then I get there, and like we said, so like it's not like other places. Like most festivals, the taps are spread out evenly. But if you're at a bar, you can't really do that because all the taps are at the bar.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and there's like a ton of people. And I'm like the grumpy old man. I'm like, oh, there's so many goddamn people. Get out of the way. What are you doing here?
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. But it all worked out because like if there's too many people at the front bar, if you navigate to the back bar is like, easy in and out, and so is the patio.
Okay,
she just kind of had to catch that wave, you know. And Hopley's one of the best bars in town,
mm-hmm.
So this was really cool from that standpoint to have this event there as a fundraiser at Hopley was really fun.
Nice. Well, it's nice to hear that people were kind of moving in and out of the bar and they weren't trying to, you know, just stand by the bar and try everything that's on draft or whatever else. And
that's actually a really good point because it's like it wasn't really a beer crowd. You had a lot of folks that were just supporters of the school and like member, you know, the people that lived in this neighborhood, and you saw like a handful of beer people, and then so that was an interesting dynamic, right? So to make it like not your average beer event.
Oh, that's fun. Because when it's all beer people, there's a certain things like a FOBAB event where there's like these one beers that they really want, and there's a line now around the corner, and
the minute you hear Utopias is on at bar on the North Bar,
there's
no way you're getting there. Yeah, exactly. So
any standouts that you tried at the event? Or?
I really liked the Big Titty Assassin from Three Floyds. It's a Flanders Red.
Okay.
So I ordered this beer, and I'm like, I'd like a Big Titty Assassin. And then I'm like, am I saying that right? I asked the dude. I'm like, am I saying that right? Yeah, right. He's like, yep. This was like, so that's what they're calling it. The Big Titty Assassin was good. There's a new guy in town, and I'd suck at this, but he's making Belgian ales. He's brewing in Galena right now, and he was on the patio with Goose.
Okay.
His beers were really good. And there were a couple other standouts, man. Off color really can't do any wrong for me. I really like their beers. Perennial had a beer. It was a Berliner Weiss, and Lost Abbey had the Ten Commandments, which I never had, but apparently you can get anywhere. That's what I was told.
Right. I don't know. You don't see many Lost Abbey stuff around. You can get stuff here, I think, but I don't usually pick it up.
I really like the Ale Syndicate had a beer called DeSabo, which was a hoppy saison. Rev's Oktoberfest is out. That was pretty tasty. Yeah. And then I just tried to stick to the unpronounceable Belgians that I'd never get to.
That you wouldn't order because you can't say them.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, give me that. So I ordered a lot of those. Penrose had a white IPA that was really good too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Femme Fatale from Evil Twin. That was nice. Yeah. There were a lot of good beers there.
Nice. I was busy drinking Oktoberfest, recording some hopcasts, and so enjoying the Sunday as well.
Tis the season, man. Oktoberfest season is here already.
I know. Jeez. I like it. I think those are great beers. They're light. They're easy to drink. I think we'll have to drink one next week. I think I still have some more of the Metropolitan.
Oh, Afterburner. You got the Afterburner?
Yeah. That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, this week is jam-packed, so should we get into it?
Yeah, I think so, man.
So kicking the week off on Wednesday, we got an event at Jerry's, right?
Yeah, so Jerry's in Wicker Park, they're doing a Founders dinner, Founders Brewing. So they've got They've got a four-course dinner here. One of the beers is going to be KBS. They got a couple other beers.
So it's just a dinner of beers?
It's just a dinner of beers. Okay. This is a liquid dinner. No, this is a it's a $65 ticket. It's on Wednesday, September 10th at 6:30 at Jerry's in Wicker Park. And what they're doing for the $65, you get actual food from Jerry's kitchen. And then you get some choice selections from Founders. KBS, Dissenter, which is an entry in their backstage. The Raspberry Ale, All Day IPA, Okra Mungeon. You know, you get these beers. And they even have, like, the menu alternates into vegetarian and gluten-free options if you want.
Oh, that's cool.
So when you order your ticket, you can tell them you want that if you don't just want to sit up and eat. Beer people love pork, man. We were talking about that on the last set.
That's true, yeah. They were talking about the goose pig roast thing they've had. But yeah, I haven't had Founders beer in a while. Just for whatever reason, just haven't come across them.
Yeah, I like...
They're always good.
Yeah. I really like the breakfast stout.
Okay.
I really like that one.
Nice. And then also Wednesday is a Five Rabbit pop-up, like, dinner. Or is it dinner or a pop-up tap takeover?
Yeah, so it's a pop-up dinner, but it's a ceviche dinner, it looks like. So this is called Five Rabbit Presents Tantaria. So Tantaria is the first in their pop-up dinner series. This is going to be at a bicycle shop at Heritage Bicycles, and that's on North Lincoln, 2959 North Lincoln. This is a $45 ticket. So what you get here is you get five different ceviches and five different beer presentations from Five Rabbit at a bike shop.
Oh, cool. So this is at, I think, Heritage, right?
Yeah, which I've never heard of. You been Heritage?
I've heard their coffee is really good. I've known a few people that... gotten growlers of coffee. Ethan, who works with me, he's running growlers of coffee before, so
yeah.
It seems like a neat shop.
Yeah. And I do like Fire Rabbit. Always like an excuse to go drink their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's also Wednesday the 10th, and that's at 8 p.m.
Cool. And then anything for Thursday?
Yeah, on Thursday there's an event at Kuma's too.
Oh, okay. The suburban Cummins, Kumas, basically.
Yeah, it's in Lincoln Park. Yeah,
but it feels like the knockoff version of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they are. They're different, even though it's the exact same thing, mm-hmm. the exact same menu. They definitely feel different. So this is every year, Ale Syndicate gets together with Atlas and the Celt Experience, and they do their version of the Harvest Ale. So this
What's
is
the Celt Experience.
It's a great. Question.
Oh, you don't know?
The Celt Experience of Wales.
Oh, okay.
So they do what's called a Summer Solstice IPA. They use seven different hops, and they release it at the same time every year. So this launch party is going to be at Kuma's 2, which is at 666 West Diversity.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So that's at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Seven Flowers IPA release.
All right. I just did a quick Google of the Celt Experience.
Yeah.
The Celt Experience looks like a brewery. Hmm. And so maybe it's just something they've done with them.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know. This is me just looking at the page from the quick Google search. So I don't know anything about the Celt Experience. So maybe I should go to this event and I should find out a little more about it.
And you get to go to Kuma's too.
Right. I love getting the mac and cheese.
Oh, man.
I feel like Kuma's has one of my favorite mac and cheeses.
Their mac and cheese is underrated. I like their mac and cheese a lot. Mm-hmm.
And it's really good as leftovers because it like all... sticks together really well, and then when you like pop in the oven because it comes and you get it in that metal tin, you just put in the oven and it all like ungooifies and it's good. Oh, I'm getting hungry.
That's good stuff. That's well, Thursday
and then Friday, probably one of our favorite events, and that kind of kicked off Chicago Beer Pass too.
Yeah,
is Festivale.
Yeah, the 8th annual. Yeah. I was doing so good. Festival. This is the 8th annual Festival. This is a $65 ticket. It's really one of the better events of the year. We were talking about Hop Leaf and how it's like not a traditional beer crowd. I think for guys like us, I think like we notice that when that happens because like you know because we're always at beer events,
mm-hmm.
so you get a chance to talk to you know just different types of people, you know. And this is the more of the little black dress, you know, sport coat crowd.
Yeah, and I show up in my jeans and bike helmet. And
say, hey, what's up? What beer should I try?
Hey, I drink beer, too.
Yeah, so this is cool for a number of reasons. It's a fundraiser for cystic fibrosis, but then also a lot of beers make their debut here. You know, and then there's a lot of beer collaborations as well. So we won't run through them all, but real quick, you know, Greenbush has a collaboration with Three Aces that they're making. Temperance is debuting a barrel-aged porter that they're going to pair with Popcorn Asylum's popcorn.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Beguile and Botter Fork, the Rattler and Flesk. Just to give you an idea, 51st Ward Brewing, who I've never even heard of.
No.
They've got a Dunkelweiss that they're going to debut there. So it's that kind of party. You know, live music, beer debuts, a silent auction.
Yeah.
And it's all at a steakhouse. It's the warehouse behind the steakhouse at Carmichael's here in the West Loop.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to really find out more about that event, definitely go to their website. I think it's Shy Festival. Or you can listen to last week's show. It was probably the only time where listening to our previous show is really worth your time, unless you just want to laugh at us. But we talked to Heather, and she kind of ran down the event for us, and so.
Yeah, that was actually a really good conversation. If you fast forward to last week for like maybe 35 minutes or so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you'll get some really good data on Festival.
But yeah, I'll be there. I know I grabbed up a VIP ticket, so get in early, and it's a fun time.
Yeah, so that's Friday, September 12th, 6 p.m. Carmichael Steakhouse.
And then Saturday, way up in Racine, Wisconsin. So outside of Chicago, I know people do venture sometimes outside the city limits.
Sometimes you got to get out of the city, man.
I'm not going to do it, but.
He's like, I will not be doing that.
But this festival, it's at the zoo in Racine. It's been at the zoo for, this will be the third year, I think.
That's what makes it cool, this party, you know. Because their zoo sits, like, right on the lake.
Yeah. I went to the first year they moved to the zoo.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to check it out and see what it was all about. Because Great Lakes Brew Fest, it's a fun festival.
Yeah. It's a Great Lakes Brew Fest at the Racine Zoo. This is Saturday, 2 p.m., September 13th. That's a fun time. If you need an excuse to get out of the city, this would be it.
Mm-hmm. We've shot a couple of hopcasts up there, so, you know, go to the hop-cash.com and you can check out the episodes there. And, you know, we've interviewed a lot of people. You can see us drinking and getting drunk at the zoo, trying to find animals to ride. And
you know, I just want more danger.
Danger in my drinking.
I want to be a little bit more.
I want danger ale.
I want these zoo festivals to be a little more dangerous.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all I can say. But yeah, definitely. If you make it up there, please let us know how it was.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to go either.
No.
Yeah.
Because we gotta rest after Festival.
Getting old, man.
Because then Sunday is Belgian Fest.
Belgian Fest at Goose Clyborn. This is a really good party. So this is you don't shut down the entire Goose pub, and you only do it in the one room. It used to be the Siebel room, and now it's like the Carl Strauss room.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so this is like, I would say maybe like the sixth year of Belgian Fest. So 15 Chicagoland breweries come on a Sunday afternoon at noon to the oldest brew pub in town, and they have a festival.
Do you think they'll just do that room this year, or they'll move over to the other room, like adjacent this time too?
Yeah, so there's Henry's Place, which is the room adjacent to the Carl Strauss room.
With the taps and everything.
Right, so it'll basically be like half of the brew pub.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I like this party a lot. This is because it's really like Chicagoland only, which is cool. And it's always in the summer. It's always on a Sunday at noon, which I kind of like, you know. And
basically wake up, grab some breakfast, head over there, drink.
And go to sleep. And watch the Bears get whipped by San Francisco this week.
Oh, is that what's going to happen?
Jesus Christ. Fucking Jay Cutler, man. You know, Jay Cutler's 1-8 versus Green Bay all time. Did you know that?
I did not. I don't really follow, so I didn't know.
Let's get back to Belgian Fest, though.
Before Nick gets really upset here, get back to beer.
I'm excited to try Moody Tongue. Jared was he was the brewmaster at the pubs for at least a couple years.
Are they really letting him back in?
They're going to let him back in. Whew. And he's making his he makes his triumphant return with his own beers from Moody Tongue. I'm curious to know what he brought. In the past, for me, a big... What made this event cool was because you get to really try all the creative beers that, you know, Tom Corder and Lafler and Jared in particular, those three in particular, were making. Yeah. You got to try them all at once at this fest. And those were, for me, that was like why this fest was cool.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So hopefully all three of them will be there. I know Penrose will be there. Moody Tongue is there. I don't see Off Color on the list, but hopefully they'll come.
This will be my first year going. I have never gone before, so excited to check it out. Always see photos get posted, and looks like a good time.
Yeah, that's a good time. And then and that's their sweet spot. You know, I think if you're just talking about just Goose as a company, you know, between like you know, the classic lines like Matilda and Sophie, but then like you know, the Three Sisters. I think Belgians is where they hang their hat. Belgians and the stout, obviously.
Right. Well, I'm sure you might get to try the Lilith that's they're releasing today at an event. So maybe they'll have that, because is that technically a Belgian? No, it's a Berliner Weiss. So.
Just, I think like more like a German summer beer. Yeah. But Germany and Belgium aren't that far apart.
But maybe they'll have it on draft and you can head over to the pub there and give it a little taste.
I got so excited, I almost knocked the microphone over.
You're right. I will do that.
You're right. I'm going. Where do I sign up? That is a Belgian Fest is a $40 ticket Sunday, September 14th at noon. If you're an NBA member, you get in an hour early.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, proceeds will benefit the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild.
So you can get in at 11 if you're a member?
Which is cool. Which is exactly where you want to be.
I'm probably a default member, right?
Yeah, I'm totally a member.
Yeah, by default. I'm going to say by default.
Totally a default member.
I've drank all those beers. All right, well, should we get out of here? I think we both have a couple other events we need to check out tonight, unless there's anything else on the calendar we need to mention.
No, I think we touched it all.
Well, Nick, how can people find you when you're running around all over the place drinking at all these great events?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. The website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. So, you know, follow along, subscribe to the feed. There's links to iTunes. Episodes are there. Leave us a review. We love seeing that. And then our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. Nick and I are usually posting photos so you can kind of see who's at which event and where the photos are coming from. It's fun to see what gets posted there. So like us up there. We'll try to share other events we come across that we just don't have time to talk about or maybe pop up later.
Yeah.
And that'll do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Take care.
Cheers.